Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show as we move our attention now to University of Miami football, the offseason. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. as we continue our look at the 2021 University of Miami season, and plenty of things going on during the offseason. And one of our favorite topics, of course, is the transfer portal. And one of the guys Miami was able to get through the transfer portal last week was Charleston Rambo from Oklahoma, a guy that can blow the top off the coverage. So we look forward to Rambo at wide receiver.
Well, I'm excited about him because I know my good broadcast buddy, Joe Zagacki, is going to like calling Rambo's name. I mean, it's just the best name in college football, as I'm sure you've already figured out. But, the addition of him, I think, is important for numerous reasons. First of all, he's been productive, probably not as productive as Oklahoma wanted him to be or he wanted to be, but he has been productive. He's been productive at a high level. He was a highly rated player coming out of high school. He brings length. He brings size. And I love the fact that he brings competition. But at the end of the day, that room has got 13 or 14 players. You've got to get 5 or 6 guys in there that can make a difference on the football field. I'm not really interested in how tall they are or how high they can jump or even how fast they are with a stopwatch. I want production on the football field. And I think, Mike Harley coming back is going to provide great leadership, but that room needs shock treatment, and Rambo gives it to him.
Sometimes I think we have a parochial view on high school football, and it's all about South Florida. And while we all agree we have great players in South Florida, nobody is disputing that. What I'm saying is there are really good football players across the country, and a lot of them play wide receiver because of the air raid offense, which Miami has gone to. And if you're going to play the air raid offense, then you better have really good wide receivers. And quite honestly, Don, how many times have we gone into a game where we have looked at the opponent and said, man, they have got a bevy of wide receivers, a bunch of guys who could play at the University of Miami. And this air raid offense is prevalent in North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, Florida, Texas, California. It's everywhere. So you get a guy like Rambo coming from Oklahoma, he's going to be able to help. And you mentioned Mike Harley coming back. Miami did sign up a bunch of local wide receivers. But if you're going to play this style of offense, you better catch the football.
That's what it starts with. And, you look at Coach Likens does a great job working these guys. And I think Manny made a chess move that improved that position last year. You saw great improvement out of Mike Harley from the middle of the season on. I think you're going to see some improvement this year. And Joe, I'm a firm believer that if you got competition, you're going to get improvement. If you don't have competition, you don't have leverage, and you're not going to get improvement. And they've got competition all over the football field right now. So you will see a better team all over the place. The receiving core is going to be, they're going to be fighting for catches, and that's what you want them to, that's what you want from every single position.
I'd like to see them find a guy, and it might be Mike Harley, I don't know, but I do think what you see around college football and in the NFL. Two things at that position. One, a guy that's a first down maker, usually your slot guy that can run a lot of those little ins and outs or the zig and the zag, a first down maker. And then the other thing you definitely need, Don, are touchdown makers, points producers, guys that catch it and give you touchdowns. You need point producers, and that's what they've got to find.
They do. It appears that they're going to have some opportunity with some guys with enough speed to take the top off of it and give them the long ball. But I think those come for every football team. I really do. But the first down is the key, right? The third and long conversion is the key, the dependable player on the outside. Miami certainly had it at the tight end position. They're going to have to replace Brevin Jordan, which is, I think, a huge loss. In my opinion, aside from the quarterback spot, he was the most dynamic player on the offensive side of the football. So you've got to come up with how to duplicate the production that he came out of. Is it going to be from one of the receivers? Who knows? It's going to be from one of the younger tight ends? Let's hope so. But you're going to have to find the guy that the quarterback feels very, very comfortable with. And the best part is that there was a great relationship built with De'Aaron King and Mike Hurley. Now we have to find those other names.
Well, while the Hurricanes were trolling the transfer portal, they were able to reel in Tyreek Stevenson. They recruited him a couple of years ago. He goes to Georgia, so Miami did not get him the first time, but they did get him the second time, and it's important. The secondary needs more competition at cornerback. Their numbers are below where they should be, or were below.
Joe, I talked to somebody who's very familiar with the University of Georgia program just yesterday, and I asked him point blank. The conversation was about Tyreek Stevenson, and he says, we're sad to see him leave. He had the length, he had the speed, he came in and he played early, he got a lot of reps, and it's hard to find guys that are built like him, that run like him, that play like him, and there's a versatility that comes with him as well that Miami will appreciate. And as we know, the numbers are wrong. At Miami, they got to build up the numbers at corner. And just like at the receiver spot where they pick up a quality proven guy from a major conference that's won a lot of football games in Rambo, they're doing the same thing with Stevenson, who comes as a South Florida kid, but he won football games. He's played against Alabama. He's played against Auburn. He's played against all the name brand teams in the Southeastern Conference, and he held up. So he's coming in here, going through, facing talent week in and week out that's going to give him the confidence. But I think he brings confidence to the room. Those guys know where he came from, and they know where he played, and they know who he played against. And really, when he gets on that football field, I think his actions will speak more than anything.
We had some development along the defensive line. Coach Stroud is going to take on a new role. I thought he did a really nice job as defensive line coach. And in this new role to help out Manny Diaz, I think he's going to be terrific there. Miami brings back Jess Simpson from the Atlanta Falcons. I thought when Coach Simpson was here a couple of years ago, he had a real connection to the players. And now comes back from the NFL with probably even more ideas that he can bring to the University of Miami. And then the other developments along the defensive line are, and I think in a very positive development, Nesta Silvera, he's coming back. And John Ford, who should have been redshirted in the first place, comes back for his fifth year.
So you look at Coach Stroud, I would say maybe the most underrated coach on the roster last year. This is a guy that has had health issues, that sacrificed really maybe his life to come back and work with this football team. I mean, he was a guy that was at risk and came out there and wanted to work with his defensive line and be a part of the Hurricanes and help Miami do it. So I'm so glad that appreciative of what he did last year. And originally Coach Stroud was brought in to be, an assistant to the head coach with Manny Diaz, and he went and he worked on the field. So you replace him with Jess Simpson, who you need to look at it this way. Jess Simpson won state championships in high school, from high school, he went to the Atlanta Falcons. From the Atlanta Falcons, came back here and worked at the University of Miami. And he went, the Falcons hired him away to go back and work there. We hired, Miami hired, an NFL coach. They hired an NFL defensive line coach, a guy that has had the highest level of success in high school, had a very high level of success when he was here as a position coach at Miami, went back and coached a position in the National Football League, and is now coming back here. I think the kids in that room got to be as excited as they can be, because really they got a two for one. Coach Stroud is still there, and I know he can't be on the field, but he's there for those young men to talk to. And Jess Simpson proved when he was here the first time what a great defensive line coach he is, because heck, it got him a job in the National Football League. You go to Silvera and you go to Ford. Very simple for me. Both of those young men should have been redshirted before. They got a do-over year last year. But John Ford should have been redshirted his freshman year. He played 20 plays. He was not in shape. He was not comfortable at the position. And he is very, very fortunate, as is Miami, to get the do-over. Nessa Silvera, in my opinion, as highly touted as he was, he needed another year to prove that he can be a dominant player for an entire college football season. I will tell you, he made great strides this last year. Got better, was disruptive, but he did not take over multiple games in a row. I think he has that capability. I think that if he works like he can work and like he's supposed to work and realizes what his role is, he could be a dominant player in the ACC this year. And for Miami to be a very, very good defense, those two guys right there, or whoever's going to play that defensive tackle spot, we've got to have a first-team all-conference player at defensive tackle.
Let me reach back to my Jimmy Johnson days for a moment. JJ used to call his assistant coaches his crew, and he would always say, Josie, you've got to have people on your staff that are world-class people, great people, people you enjoy working with. So number one, Coach Stroud is a world-class person. And as you mentioned, he's going to do a great job in his new role and did a very, very, very fine job as offensive line coach. But you got to have great people in your organization, and he is a great person. The next thing is, when Jimmy Johnson was head coach of the University of Miami, his best friend was Dave Wannstedt and Butch Davis and Tony Wise. He would jog with those guys every single day, and Dave Campo. He took all of them to Dallas. So every time I hear this conversation about, oh, a coach hires his best friend or won't get rid of his best friend, there's a line. Manny Diaz takes over the play calling at this point from Blake Baker. Blake Baker is a very smart, young, good football coach who deserves a spot on this staff because Manny Diaz says so. And so they're going to switch their responsibilities a little bit. But all I have to do is go back to the days of Jimmy Johnson and Dave Wannstedt, when we have this discussion about having people on your staff that you know. Everybody does it all around the country, all around the world, in every business. So hopefully we can put an end to that. But Manny Diaz is going to take over the play calling, and we'll see how that changes if any of the strategy does change.
I think there will be change because every year brings change. I think you've got new personnel, so they're going to evaluate in the spring how this new personnel can help Miami win, whether it's from the transfer portal, whether it's a guy that was a freshman last year that didn't get on the field. No matter who it is, they're going to see what happens. They've got a lot of tape on a lot of these players, and it's going to give them a variety of different plays that they can call defensively to try and be effective. And I don't have a problem with Manny Diaz calling plays. I really don't. I don't have a problem with any head coach calling any play ever. And I'll say it until I'm not here any longer, that the reason head coaches got to become head coaches is because of the plays that they called, period. That's what happened. They were calling plays. That got them a head coaching job. So that tells you they know how to call a play.
Yeah. Zach McLeod also comes back. It'd be interesting to see how they use him, if he becomes a defensive end or if he stays a linebacker or a little bit of both. Hey, they can run the 53 defense like the old Miami Dolphins.
I love the fact that Zach McLeod came back last year, and it just proves how smart he is to come back this year. He is a guy that we talked to a couple years ago, and he says, I want to leave the University of Miami as the best me possible. So he had an average year production-wise for Miami this year. He's very important in the locker room, very important leader, very important mentor and example. Gets a chance to put his hand in the ground against a very good offensive line, Oklahoma State, and look like he could play the position. Spring's going to be very important to him. The weight room's going to be very important to him. And now he may have turned himself in to a player that can play multiple positions. I mean, you think about it. I like the way he can rush the pass rusher. I know he's going to be very, very athletic. He's going to be able to probably get up to 250 pounds. He'll remind you of Quincy Roche as far as size goes. There's a lot less thinking going on. Of course, he's got to learn some moves as far as pass rush goes and reactions. But the guy's been on that side of the football, and it's more of a mindless position. That athleticism that he possesses, and he combines it with that increased size, I think he can have one heck of a year at the defensive end. And what a problem he can cause for offenses if they think this guy's going to have his hand in the ground. And, wow, all of a sudden they stand him up and move him around. I like the fact that he gives you a lot more to do.
One other guy that we should mention, right in your wheelhouse, Jared Williams at right tackle, announced he too is going to come back. So now you've got some more age on that offensive line.
Yeah, you do. I think, and I haven't gotten to that point yet, but Miami's going to be close to 100 starts coming into the season, and that's the number you look for. With Jared coming back, you've got instant stability. You know, the question is now, where does Navon Donaldson fit in? You know, I think Corey Gaynor is one of the most underrated players on the offense because of his ability to call plays, for his ability to decipher defenses. His high football IQ, it just makes him so important to this offense. Now you got to get Navon Donaldson to be down in 340 or 350 pounds. That's his goal. He's got to get to that level, and you roll him out there, and now you've got depth and you've got experience, and if you're faced with some injuries, you're going to be able to sustain a high quality of play on that at that position. And I don't think, Joe, that it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that Miami will roll offensive lines if it's possible. They're going to get to the breakneck speed that they want to get to and increase their play count. Let's say they want closer to 90 plays a game. Those offensive linemen might welcome sitting out a series or two or a quarter or two and rotating them in. And if you're that good, that can be done.
All right, Don Bailey, thank you very much. We will talk more Hurricane football next week here on QAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.